From WFIU Public Radio at Indiana University, welcome to the A Moment of Science podcast, bringing engaging science to those with unlimited curiosity but a limited amount of time.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from T. Rowe Price, managing investments for the long term with a consistent, disciplined approach. T. Rowe Price, invest with confidence at TRoePrice.com.
Hey, Don, do you know that many communities offer medical thermometer exchange programs and will replace your old mercury-filled thermometer with a safer non-mercury one free of charge?
Are mercury thermometers really so dangerous, Yael? Isn't the mercury safely sealed inside glass?
While mercury thermometers are safe when used correctly, they pose significant risks when they break or if disposed of improperly. Mercury is a highly toxic metal, and excessive exposure can cause serious health problems, including neurological disorders.
How do the new safer thermometers work?
There are several types of accurate non-mercury thermometers for home use. Spirit thermometers use a non-toxic alcohol, usually dyed red or blue, instead of mercury, to register the temperature. Like liquid mercury, the alcohol expands in volume as it gets warmer, causing the liquid to move up the thin tube inside the glass thermometer. Digital thermometers contain a device called a thermoresistor. The thermoresistor has an electrical current running through it, and the resistance, or how freely the current can flow, changes with temperature. A small computer or other circuit measures the resistance and converts it to a temperature, which is then displayed on the thermometer screen.
Pretty neat. How do people find out about thermometer exchange programs in their area?
They could try calling their local health department or pharmacy to ask about programs in their area. But even if their community doesn't offer an exchange program, it is important to properly dispose of mercury-containing products. Mercury should never go in the regular household trash. Contact your local hazardous materials department to learn the right way to protect you and your environment from mercury contamination.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Sue Ann Zollinger with help from David Baxter in physics. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.